The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster, a champion of garage and gate safety. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's been 1 week since the yellow water started flowing out of Colorado's Gold King mine, and residents are upset.
It makes me sick.
I live about 100 yards away from the river.
You're lying to everyone about what's going on. You really don't know what's going on at all.
What's going on is that Colorado is being haunted by its history. More after this from Charlie. The Environmental Protection Agency has taken full responsibility for disturbing a debris dam by mistake during an attempt to clean up the Gold King mine near Silverton, Colorado, sending 3 million gallons of toxic water into the Animas River. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy certainly gets the irony.
EPA's mission is to protect public health and the environment. No agency could be more upset.
But you might be asking, why was all that toxic water just sitting there to begin with? And the answer is because there was a time in Colorado where you could just dig a mine near a river, take out the gold, and then leave. And that's exactly what mining companies did. But digging a gold mine starts a chemical reaction. It releases groundwater, which dissolves the iron oxide in the rock, eventually forming sulfuric acid, which turns the water the color of mustard and starts dissolving other heavy metals. And that's the toxic mixture that's been pooling for years, not just in the Gold King mine, but in hundreds of Colorado's abandoned mines. Peter Butler is with the Animas River Stakeholders Group.
There's a question of whether or not the public is willing to put up some money to fix some of these sites. But most of the sites up here, the people who did the damage are long gone.
The EPA tried for 25 years to declare the area a Superfund site, which would have released a lot more money for cleanup. But locals opposed that. They were worried that slapping a Superfund label on the river might scare away the tourists. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.